You're with Cape Talk.
Okay. Ah, oh, what a lovely way to be able to end the show by welcoming back the multi-talented Jeremy Loops. We've just had a 16-year-old in studio, passionate about making a career in music one day. And here is a man who should serve as an example for her. He went through all of his studies before he finally decided to become a musician. He was what you could call a bit of a late bloomer in the industry. But boy, oh boy, has he made up for lost time. Jeremy Loops, very talented singer, songwriter, producer, has had enormous success here at home, has toured with his music overseas. There is new music in the works and there is a new winter tour coming. And it starts next Thursday, the 15th of June. Right here in Cape Town. Jeremy, it's going to be great to have you playing back home in the Cape again. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. So nice to be here, Mandy.
Thanks, James. Okay.
No, it's awesome to be back, and what a lovely intro. Thanks.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Yeah. It's always a pleasure to have you in town and playing for us. I mean, Jeremy, you've been so busy. There was an album out in, I think it was July last year. I believe there is another one coming soon. You've obviously been hard at work writing new material. But tell us specifically about what's happening next week, Thursday. Are you going to have the chance to play some of that new material?
Yeah, for sure I am. Next week is what we're calling One Hell of a Night, and it's our big like Cape Town winter show, I suppose. And yeah, last year was our first edition of it, and this year we do our second. I think there was a big feeling from all of us on my team, really, that it just felt like we need to do as much as we can to build this South African music industry where we can and how we can. So this is my own show. We take all the risk. We bring all the sound systems. We're booking all the bands. And, you know, that wasn't the case years ago. There were lots of promoters and people in the space willing to take risk and put events together for people and for bands. And a lot of those people, you know, were put out of business. So it's a bit of a double-edged sword. On the one side, I just want to be on stage making the music I love. On the other side, it's about uplifting other bands. You know, we've got a full local lineup, so it's lots of deep south and local talent, and it's all about just getting people together and having a platform for bands to play and keep the creative arts moving, and a warm place for people to come and warm their feet and warm their hearts.
Brilliant.
I think the public holiday the next day as well. So everything is lining up beautifully.
Fantastic. Yeah, for most people, the next day off is a day off. So the Cabo Beach Club on the evening of Thursday, the 15th of June, is where you want to be. The door's opening at 6, and I'm told the last DJ ends when your energy does, sometime in the wee small hours of the morning. So if you would like to book, I know the early bird seats have already sold out, but there are tickets still available on Quicket from about 285 Rand ahead if you'd like to be part of One Hell of a Night. Jeremy, thereafter, I mean, there is a whole lot of new material. Are you going to have the chance to tour the country with it?
That is the plan. Yeah, we're going to do some sort of winter tour. So we're going to be playing all over. We'll see ourselves in most of the cities over the course of July. But yeah, I'm at the moment pretty head down on trying to finish all of this music. And it's been quite a journey. I think like it was quite a journey writing an album during lockdown and going through all of that. But it's with the rise of, I don't know, everything that's happening digitally. I don't know if you've been following AI, the AI revolution very closely, but it is obviously upon us as well. And it just feels like a really strange time again as an artist to be trying to make sense of it all and put it into your music in meaningful ways. And I've spent a lot of time dwelling on that over the last 6 months, is how do I find a way to be valuable to my audience and say things that are meaningful. And so a big part of that has been going back to basics with these new songs, you know, like having real musicians in the room, everything with real instruments, trying to move away from overly produced stuff and basically what we're hearing everywhere out there. And I think that's going to be a big part of my new adventure, is really bringing authenticity to the foreground, because I feel like it's the thing that's slipping away from all of us in a world where we can hardly trust our own eyes and ears online anymore.
I love it. I love the sentiment. And Jeremy, I can't wait to hear the music that has sprung from it. Thank you so much for squeezing in time to chat to us, because I know it's a frantically busy week for you getting ready for that show next Thursday. So appreciate you, appreciate the music, and I hope to have you back in studio very soon.
Let's do it, Papa. Be cool. So So honored. Thanks again for having me on.
Keep well, Jeremy Loops, and enjoy the show. The Cabo Beach Club next Thursday, the 15th of June, with a reminder again, Friday is a public holiday. The lineup includes Manu Grace, Mapumba, Sean Koch, Jeremy himself, of course. What more excuse do you need to go out on a Thursday night? The Cabo Beach Club, 15th of June, and tickets are available now on Quicket.